Today is Tuesday, the 27th of February, 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is my personal journal podcast where I just talk about anything and everything that comes to my mind. And it's been about a week or, maybe a little bit more since I recorded and updated you guys on everything. And a lot has been going on, actually. So I don't even know what we were talking about in the last episode, but I'll just kind of go over what's been going on in my life. So as you guys know, I was in the process of changing jobs, but also getting ready for a vacation. And so I've been going through – so corporate speak, we'll say corporate speak for all of this. When you're transitioning jobs, even when you leave a job and give 2 weeks notice or a month's notice or something like that. In corporate speak, your manager wants you to do something called KT, which is knowledge transfer. At least that's what the corporations or the companies that I've worked for, that's kind of been the verbiage or the lingua franca. I don't even know if that's right, but that's been how they've, said it. That's the acronym, KT. And so I've been working on that. I've been talking to the folks that are going to replace me in doing the projects that I'm working on. And I've been preparing a little bit for the new job, doing a little bit of training. And it's not really a different job. I'm just on a different team, but there was a little bit of training that my new boss wanted me to take. So I've started on that. And at the same time, I've been trying to get ready for this trip. And this trip is probably the longest time since I've started working. So after I got out of college and I started working in a full-time sort of corporate job, this has probably been the longest vacation, consecutive vacation, consecutive days that I've ever taken. Maybe the only other thing would be when I was working at the insurance company and I quit that job and I gave my 2 weeks notice. And then I started at Walmart because I worked it out so I would have, 3 or 4 weeks off between stopping the one job and starting the new job. So anyway, I've been getting ready for that. So I'm a little bit nervous. I guess I'm less nervous because I'm moving to a new position and I'm moving to a new manager. So I made sure that he didn't really give me a lot of tasks that I started, during my transition period, because I didn't want to start anything and then go on vacation and be wondering, I'm trying to impress the new boss and I don't want to be, stressing about stuff that I have to do. And I've been working on that and feeling a little bit nervous about the number of days, but I've also been trying to plan for this trip. So to kind of go back over the trip, I'm really excited about it, but to kind of go back over the trip, I was trying to save money, but at the same time get maximum travelage out of this trip. So I was like, I want to go a maximum number of places. If Mark's going to be gone for 3 weeks and, he's going to be, taking that much time off of work. And I haven't been out of the country since 2003 except Canada. And I just got a new passport last August or September because I was going to Canada with my parents. And I'm like, if I'm going to be flying 17 hours or 21 hours or whatever to go to the Philippines, and Mark's going to be gone anyway, so I'm going to be lonely, kind of missing him, then, I definitely want to, I want to do something fun during the time that he's gone. So what I'm doing is, but I wanted to try to do it as cheaply as possible, at least for the flights, where the flights were concerned. So I did all this Googling and I was like, okay, so I need to get to, so I decided I was going to go to London because London is where I lived in London for a while and I have friends. One of my exes who I'm still friends with lives there. Paul, I've discussed it before. Paul, Shaietti, he also lives there. And anyway, so I thought, I'm going to go back to London. It's been forever since I've been there and I'll see Nathan and maybe I'll meet Paul if he has time. And, you know, I lived in London for 6 months, but I was in England for about a year, actually a little over a year, maybe 13 months. And so I've done a lot of the touristy things, but I thought, you know, whatever, I can walk around and go to a few museums. I haven't seen there's a Harry Potter tour at the Warner Brothers studio there in London. So I was thinking about doing that because I like Harry Potter. And also, you know, I got to looking, and that new Harry Potter, it's not even really new at this point. I think it's like a year old, but the Harry Potter play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child or the Cursed Child or something like that. And I knew that was going on in London. I don't know if it's actually traveled anywhere else yet. One of my friends was telling me that it may already be in New York as well. But I thought, oh, you know, maybe I can do that as well. And so I started looking, and I am going to do it. So, you know, to just kind of get to the end of the story, I am going to see that play. But first of all, it's two plays. There's part one and part two, and they are actually broken up into separate performances. So when you book this, you have to book two different shows, and you can do them consecutively in the same day. You can do them as separate tickets that you purchase for the same day, or you can do separate tickets that you purchase for different days. And to maximize my time, I thought, well, I'll just try to go ahead and do the same day. And I don't know how long each half or each performance is, but I can tell you, like, they will have one at 2 in the afternoon and one at like 7 or 7:30 in the evening. And so I started looking online for the tickets and everything, and I guess it stays sold out or it stays really, like, really busy, because when I looked at the tickets, they didn't have anything left for any of the dates that I'm going to be there, except for the premium seats. So, like, either dress circle or the stalls near the stage, or, you know, they were all premium ticketing. There was none of the nosebleed section or anything like that. So, like, none of that was available. And, you know, and I thought, well, you know what? What the hell? You know, I'll splurge. And so I did the little search for the tickets or whatever, and I decided, you know, the best day for me to do it is going to be Saturday. So I went ahead and looked at Saturday, and luckily they did have availability on Saturday, but it was only for dress circle or, you know, the premium ticketing. So I'm paying £250 to see this. Now, it's two performances, so that's £125 per performance, but it works out to be about $350. But I thought, you know what, I'll splurge on that, no big deal. So I got that. So I'm really excited about that. And my friend who I've been talking to, he actually recommended another play that I think Jamie Oliver is in at the moment that's been really getting really good reviews. And so I'm going to look, I can't remember the name of it, but I'm going to look for tickets for that as well. And but to go back to kind of how I was planning, so I was trying to save all this money. So I was like, okay, I need to go to New York. You know, I need to go to either New York or LA, and I can use flight miles to do that. And then once I get to New York or LA, then from there, it's going to be a lot cheaper for the international flights. So what I'm doing, and I don't even know if that worked out to be true, because to be honest, I'm adding hotel stays because I'm leaving this Thursday and I'm flying out at like 7 in the morning, but I'm flying to New York, and that's on frequent flyer miles. And then I had to get a hotel, because my flight to London is not until the next day. And so, you know, that there was a hotel cost right there. If I'd have done like a direct flight to London from here, maybe it would have been a couple of hundred extra dollars, but I wouldn't have had to have that hotel. So, you know, who knows? I probably ended up saving nothing or maybe even spending more with this brilliant idea that I had. But I'm really looking forward to it, though, because I'm going to be in New York, and there's a really cool spa that Lamont Cranston was telling me about that has hot tubs and, you know, pool and steam rooms and all this kind of stuff. And I love those kind of things. So my plan is, when I arrive in New York, I'm gonna get a Uber or something over to that place. I'm going to check into my hotel and then, like, get an Uber or something over to that place and relax for a couple of hours. And then I'm actually meeting Lamont Cranston for the first time ever. And we're going to have dinner. So I'm really excited about that. And so I'm going to see him, and then I'm going to, you know, basically that's my plan for that night, and then go to bed and get up and get to the airport the next day for London. And then I'm going to go to London, fly into London, and I picked a nice hotel, and they're going to pick me up from the airport. The deal is, this airport, they put packages, they put all these, when you're booking the room, and I went back and forth about location, should I do Airbnb or should I do a hotel? I ultimately decided I'm too much of a scaredy cat to do Airbnb by myself, because what if it's like a serial killer and I'm by myself, you know, and they kill me and stuff me in a closet or something and no one ever hears from me again. And the other thing is, you know, Airbnbs, even though you get a lot more space for less money, generally, you don't get any of those amenities like the gym or the spa at the hotel or the restaurant, you know, room service, all that kind of stuff. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a hotel. Well, originally I was going to stay in the Soho area, but I got to looking around and I found a nicer hotel for, you know, less money if I stay a little bit further south and across the river. So I'm staying on the south side of the river, and but it's still in the vicinity of Soho. If you kind of go south from Soho and you go across the river, and I'm staying at the Mondrian Hotel. So anyway, they have these packages where, you know, it's like, oh, get an extra a food package and you'll have free breakfast, or, you know, get a spa package and you'll get a free massage. Well, not free because you're paying for it, but, you know, add all these packages on. And they had one for transportation to and from the hotel. And it was like £150 or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's a really good deal because, you know, I don't have to, they'll come pick me up in a private car and then they'll take me to the other hotel, because that was one of my big concerns about the getting to the hotel, because my plane doesn't arrive until like 11 p.m. on that Friday. And I wasn't sure what time the tube closes. I don't like buses. You know, an Uber might be expensive, and I'm not even sure if they currently have Uber in London. I mean, Paul could tell me that, but like I'd heard some news stories that London was making it really difficult for Uber and they weren't going to renew their license or something. So I'm not even sure if that's available. And so I was like, ugh, I don't want to have to deal with all that. And this package sounds great, even though it's probably more expensive than if I just did public transportation. Well, I know it's more expensive than public transportation, but I'll have my own private car, I'll have a driver, they'll take me directly to the hotel, whatever. And then, you know, and it's like the concierge will email you and they'll get all your flight information and they'll set all that up. And I was like, perfect. And so I get an email a couple of days later because, you know, they're ahead, and I was doing this at night. I think it was on a weekend when I booked it. I'm not sure. But so I get an email from them and it says, oh, you know, so happy that you've chosen our concierge, you know, driver service or whatever. And they're like, here are the options. You know, you can have a Mercedes E-Class or you can have a Nissan Leaf and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, depending on the airport. And then they started giving prices. And the one-way cost to get from Gatwick, which is where I'm arriving, to the airport in a Nissan Leaf, I believe is what it was like £125. Well, I paid the package was quoted at £150, and that was to and from the airport. I was like, well, what's this? First of all, I've already paid, and they quoted me this price, and now they're giving me all these other prices on here, and what's the deal? And so I emailed them back, and I said, here's all my flight information. However, I'm not sure if I want to do this because I don't understand why I'm having to pay additional money other than the package, you know, that I already paid for. And so they emailed me back and they said, oh, no. They're like, you haven't paid for anything. The price on the package is just an estimate, and you don't pay until you check out of the hotel and you actually use the service. And I was still a little bit miffed about it because the price quoted for the to and from was probably the cheapest possible, like the closest airport to them using the smallest possible vehicle, you know? And so now I haven't emailed them back yet, which I've got to do that this afternoon. But now what I decided is I still don't want the hassle of trying to get from Gatwick to the Mondrian Hotel, trying to Uber or get a black cab or something like that. So I'm going to go ahead and pay the ridiculous money to have them come pick me up. But my flight doesn't leave to go to Manila until like 8 p.m. on the day that I'm leaving London. So I'm leaving the following Wednesday. So I'll have plenty of time to arrange a taxi or do public transport or something like that. So I'll save the money there, but I am going to spend the extra money for them to pick me up because it's going to be so late at night and, you know, et cetera. So I'm going to see that play. I'm probably going to see the other play. I'm going to see my ex for a couple of days. We're going to hang out on Sunday. He found a new job. I'm really happy for him. So he's working in London as a programmer. Whoa, what is that noise? I think it's thundering or lightning or something. Well, thunder is the noise part, right? So anyway, so I'm going to hang out with him on Sunday, and then Monday, because he found this new job, we were going to hang out all day Monday, but probably, well, he'll have to work all day, and then we'll meet for dinner or something like that, or drinks or whatever. And then Saturday is when I watch the play, and it's basically an all-day affair because I'll have breakfast and, you know, do some stuff in the morning, maybe go to the gym and, you know, whatever, and then the play is at like 2 in the afternoon, but then there's a break for dinner, and then you have the second half of the play at like 7 or 7:30. So that'll take up most of my day. And on Tuesday, I'm really excited. I'm going to spend the afternoon with Paul Chietti. So we haven't planned exactly what we're doing, but we talked about maybe meeting at one of the museums and having coffee and walking around the museum and chatting or whatever. And he's actually taking off some time from work to see me. So, thank you, Paul, for doing that. That's really nice of you. And then Wednesday, and then, you know, interspersed with that, I'm probably going to do, you know, I don't know, a couple of other sightseeing stuff. I'm probably going to do the Harry Potter tour, the Warner Brothers thing. I might do that other play that I was talking about and, you know, just hang out. I don't do a lot of touristy stuff generally because I like to just kind of be there and kind of experience kind of just going around and, you know, whatever, when I'm somewhere. And because I live there, like I said, I've been to a lot of the touristy stuff. The problem is going to be it's really cold there right now. And the second half of my trip is in the Philippines, which is probably in the 80s or 90s right now. And so, you know, so I'm going to the Philippines and packing is going to be a challenge as well. But I think it's snowing in London. Like today, I think it's snowing in London. Someone was telling me that. Yesterday or today. So it's going to be in the 30s there when I'm there. So I'm going to have to take a heavy coat with me. And it's going to be, you know, that's going to be a problem because of the time of year. But then I have to have shorts. So I have to have jeans and long sleeve shirts and a heavy coat and all this stuff for London. And then I have to have shorts and thin little t-shirts and like short sleeve tops for Philippines because it's humid and hot there. And so anyway, then I'm going to, hang out there. Then Wednesday I leave, go to Manila, and Mark is going to meet me there. We're in Manila for like a day, and I'm going to meet some of his friends for lunch or brunch or something like that. And then we're off to Boracay, which is a really famous resort beach area, town for like one night. And then after that, we're going to a full-fledged resort that's an island. The resort is the island. The island is the resort where we basically have our own little cabin. It's not even a cabin, but, you know, we have this really nice unit all to ourselves that's, you know, a few hundred feet from the beach and, you know, all that. So I'm looking forward. It's going to be really fun. And then I come back and I'll fly again. I'm excited because I fly through. I don't know why I'm excited, but maybe I get another passport stamp. So I fly back from Manila to London. I spend the night in London one extra night. Then the next day I fly from London to New York, but I have a layover in Reykjavik, Iceland. It's only a 2-hour layover, but now I will be able to say that I've been to Iceland. You know, I tried to look and see if I could change it to have a longer layover, but they didn't have any other flights. That was like literally the only flight that day. And so I'm just going to get a stamp, an Iceland stamp in my passport and, you know, walk through the airport for half an hour. Mark likes to get magnets from everywhere he goes. So I'll make sure I get him like an Iceland magnet, for the refrigerator. One whole side of our refrigerator, I'm not even joking, is like full of refrigerator magnets. It's on the side. So you don't see, it doesn't tarnish the front of the nice stainless steel refrigerator, but, it's on the side. And so anyway, so, go to, you know, so we'll do those resorts. I'll fly back to London, be there for one more night. But I arrive in the evening and then I'm leaving the next morning. So it's literally check into my hotel and sleep and, you know. And then, I get to New York and I have to spend the night in New York. And the reason I did it this way is because I wasn't booking these together. If anything happens and any of the flights are delayed, I'm afraid the airlines are not going to work with me because I didn't book these tickets as one package with one airline. I like booked them all separate. Each leg is kind of a separate ticket. And so I thought, oh, but with all of these extra hotel nights that I had to add, I'm sure I ended up not saving any money. I'm sure I ended up not saving any money at all. So, I don't know. So I'm really excited about my trip. That's probably way more details than any of you wanted to know. If you are a listener and you are in London, New York, so New York, London, or if you want to come to the Reykjavik airport, or if you're in Manila, or yeah, we're going to be really busy when I'm with Mark, and I don't think I have any Filipino listeners, but if you are and you want to come somewhere to have dinner with us or something, you know, let me know. It's going to be a jam-packed trip, and I'm on the last day, I'm meeting his parents for the first time. Oh, so nervous. You know, he's met my parents, and we have dinner with them on a weekly basis. We go over and have game night. We watch movies with them. We, like, do all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, God, I have to meet your parents. It's so nerve-wracking. Oh. So other than that, other than my trip kind of, you know, taking up my entire life, I bought $300 worth of clothes yesterday because I really needed new jeans. And I'm in this weird stage of weight where I'm not at my skinniest, but I'm kind of halfway between my skinniest and my fattest. And I didn't have any all of my jeans. I threw away a bunch of jeans that were like 15 years old because I'm a clothing hoarder. And because Mark doesn't like to waste money, he also rubs off on me. And he's like, oh, you know, why are you throwing that away? But they're like threadbare, like threads hanging off of the cuffs at the bottom of, you know, the leg of the jeans. And there are holes in the butt, you know, that are not useful holes at all. And so I did that. You know, I didn't want to spend all that money. And so now I've just got to pack and try to figure out how do I get cold weather clothing and warm weather clothing all in one suitcase, and then decide what camera. Am I going to bring a separate camera? Am I going to bring my drone? Am I going to, you know, what technology am I going to bring? I'm going to bring my smallest laptop. Am I going to bring anything to record a podcast while I'm there? So, there's so much more to do, and I do hope to record shows while I'm away. Just to kind of give you guys an idea, an update of like what I'm doing. And I think it's kind of cool. It would be kind of cool to record a podcast in, you know, I mean, I'm just going to be in a hotel room in London, but you know, whatever. So I may do that. And, so that's that. The only other thing, and I don't have time to talk about it, right now, but oh my God, I'll talk about this on the next episode. My credit score went down by 50 points, and I was so excited because I had gotten it over 800. And when I was with Maddie, it was horrible. Did I talk about this on the last show? Maybe I did. I may have already talked about this. But anyway, I got this notification that I had a charge-off. And it was for a stupid cable modem. And it wasn't even my fault. It was Maddie, my ex from Dallas, who didn't turn it in when he left the apartment. All right, well, for more information about my show or more episodes, go to geekygay.com. You can call me 229-234-7587, email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys next time, probably from a different country. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride 48. Dot com.